This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the Cavalier.
I want to talk about the situation.
It is a situation.
What's the situation?
The situation
they
is
won 64 games.
Yeah, you're going to make us
really
feel
good.
Like garbage.
They were knocked out of the second round of the playoffs.
Here we go. Ready?
No, this what are you talking about?
Spin the wheel, Jeff. Let's
we're
go.
We're not spinning the wheel.
I know you are. I know you.
I did look at both of these teams that have made the NBA Finals.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, so there are 10 guys, you know, five from each team who are basically the starting five.
That's normally how that works.
That's 10.
And you throw a couple officials out there, you got 12 people running around the floor.
The Cavaliers kind of went, nah, we're good.
What do you mean the Cavs? The Cavs passed on 5 of the 10 starters? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. That said, the Cavs won 64 games. They've put together a really nice team, and they should be competitive for a good period of time to come. So, well done. But it's not like the Cavs really screwed up, but it's like, I wonder how this would have worked had they gone in this direction. And, you know, some of the guys who are here wouldn't be here now, and they wouldn't have won 64 games, but maybe they'd be a better team if they had made a couple of different decisions.
Oh, this is the worst kind of wheel of regret.
Or
guys you could have drafted.
Or maybe not. I didn't just say drafted.
Really excited for the auditory version of the 30-gallon bucket of ice poured on my head.
It's worked out best the way they've done it.
But, well, obviously it hasn't because they're not in the NBA Finals and these guys are.
Well, a couple of these are a stretch, but I'll just give them to you anyway. Because
right.
I just looked at the starters.
Good. We're working for depression now.
Well, I looked at the starters and I just thought, how were they acquired and, you know, where were the Cavs in this situation? So I'm going to kind of start from the bottom up. Okay.
Great.
One really tough physical guy for Oklahoma City, Lu Dort.
Oh, the Cavs could have had Lu Dort.
Well, everybody could have. He was an undrafted free agent in 2019.
The Dortmeister.
But the Cavs decided that Dylan Windler.
Lu Dort's really good.
He's really good.
He's
tough.
Called the
he's physical. The Cavs decided to draft Dylan Windler at 26. Now, again, Dort wasn't even taken in the second round. And he was a young guy. I think he was at Arizona State for a year.
You know why they didn't take him? You know why they didn't take
him? But they took Dylan Windler at 26, and then they traded for Kevin Porter at 30.
It's not why.
So those two guys, though I think Kevin can play, Kevin has his things, they could have drafted Lu Dort and just said, hey, we're good. We'll take this.
Yeah, you know why they didn't, though?
What?
Done with Canadians. He's from Montreal.
If you remember.
They're done with Canadians. So Anthony Bennett messed everything up for any Canadian that ever wants to play for the Cavs again.
So if you remember in the 2020-2021 season,
yeah.
I was really, really happy when the Cavs brought in a guy for 16 games.
Oh.
And I thought, this guy, I've followed this guy. I like this guy.
Which pronunciation?
Isaiah Hartenstein, Stein, Isaiah. Cavs just let him Cavs let him walk in free agency. And, you know, big guys are tough to come by. Now, he didn't go straight from the Cavs to Oklahoma City, but OKC signed him as a free agent this last year, and he averaged a double-double. 11.2 points, 10.7 rebounds, and he starts for a team in the NBA Finals. And
Dan,
the Cavs just let him walk.
Can't have nice thing.
His picture is on the wheel of regret. You know how like they have the bonus on the wheel?
It's the one. Is it the bonus, or is it just smack dab in the middle and it just spins?
No. So what happens is like you see Hartenstein's face, and then it lands there, and then you pick it up and you find out you just won $1 million.
Now, remember,
on the Jeff Phelps Wheel of Regret,
this is the league
he is a top five all-time candidate in the Wheel of Regret.
It's there with old Moses, wherever Moses may be.
This is the league where everybody passes on everybody.
Sure.
But I thought, can I bring the NBA Finals home for all of us here in Cleveland?
Oh, good.
And I just thought, let me look.
Because losing in the second round wasn't enough of a swift kick.
Let me look at these lineups and see. It turns out half of them, the Cavs, of the starters, the Cavs went, we're good. On Andrew Nembhard was the 31st pick in the 2022 draft. And he's, of course, the really scrappy guard for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
Cavs took Uche Agbaji at 14 in that draft. And Nembhard went 31st. Agbaji, of course, traded to Utah in the Donovan Mitchell trade. So, you know, there were three guys, Lou Dort, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Andrew Nembhard.
There's three.
You want it?
Yeah, no, you got seven more, so, right?
There are two more. No, I've got two more.
Oh, five? I thought you were 10.
I said half of it. Half of the starters.
Who's having more fun than us?
Yeah, this is great.
You're not going to like this one at all.
Great.
In the 2020 draft, Cavs took Isaac Okoro with the 5th overall pick. And Tyrese Haliburton went 12 to Sacramento. So this is kind of a, really? The Cavs did all this scouting, and they determined that Isaac would have been a better NBA player than Tyrese Haliburton. Okay.
I got regret on that one. I can feel it. Okay.
You do?
That one. That's 100% truthful. Yes.
Trending appropriately.
Yes. 100% trending appropriately.
And I'm just pointing out, and again, they won 64 games. They were really good, but they're trying to advance in the playoffs.
Can't have nice things.
And then, you know, we have, going back in order, the Cavs had Donovan Mitchell, right? I'll call him number three. I'm thinking of, I watched Austin Powers the other night, you know, so there was number one, Robert Wagner. Remember all that? Mm-hmm. And then they talked about a number two. I'll say Donovan was number three.
Okay.
Darius Garland was number two. But number one on the Kobe Altman, I love ball dominant shooting short guards, was Colin Sexton.
Stop it, Jeff.
Who was the 8th overall pick in 2018.
I love that one.
8th overall pick in 2018. Small, ball-dominant shooting guard. Going at number 11 to the Los Angeles Clippers was your NBA most valuable player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So the Cavaliers kind of went, we prefer Colin to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 6'6 out of Kentucky. We prefer Isaac Okoro to 6'5 Tyrese Haliburton coming out of Iowa State.
I'm going to give you.
Prefer Uche Agbaji.
Would you like the baseball
to Andrew Nembhard, who dropped a ton? Obviously, he went in the second round, actually 31st. Isaiah Hartenstein was right here. Good physical, big man, and young guy. I like Isaiah. I did before he got here. 16 games, free agency. But he's a key member of those Thunder teams, and anybody could have had Lou Dort, and the Thunder smart enough to sign him.
So good for Lou.
Good for Thunder. Mm-hmm.
Like in, what was it, 08? Remember when the Phillies won the World Series with Charlie Manuel?
Yes.
Okay. Like I was super excited for like Rudy Sienez and Chad Durbin. This is the equivalent. That's what I'm trying to equal it out for me.
This is a 50-gallon bucket of ice water. yeah. that just gets dumped on your head to raise no cause whatsoever.
The one that
and
always
then there's some jerk with six others lined up waiting to dump them on top of your head.
The one that always stuck with me, and it has been with me for years, mm-hmm. was the and I think Colin Sexton can play.
Oh, I forgot about Lou Marson too.
And the last one,
Colin can play, but so, Colin is a 6'1" ball dominant guard. Do we see a pattern here?
No, we and got then, Lou after.
And then the Cavs so followed that after, up the yeah. next year by taking another 6'1" ball dominant guard in Darius Garland, who, by the way, was the best player on the board when they drafted. Don't make no mistake about it; they nailed that pick. But then you had two 6'1" ball dominant guards, and what did you do? You traded one for a 6'2" ball dominant guard in Donovan Mitchell. Along with a lot of other things.
All right, so we're
but
done.
Just in watching the finals.
He's also one of the 20 best players in basketball. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's really good. Yeah.
Let's not forget that fact.
No, yeah. without question. But, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could have just solved that problem. If you know, drafted him this, instead of Colin.
Yeah, why didn't we get him?
Why didn't we get him, Dave?
I don't know.
This Dan? One is like then you've already been hit with four 30-gallon buckets of ice water,
mm-hmm.
and then you've decided on the last one to, like, just do the solid punch right to the gut.
This
causes
this,
you to bend over. And then you just back like a truck of ice water on top.
All that said, this is the league where great players get passed over all the time by teams and multiple teams and everything else. And teams trade guys, sign guys, players move like absolute crazy. It's all a matter of finding a good fit. And clearly the Cavaliers have a good fit. But it's always fascinated me watching how teams get built and how teams might have passed up certain guys, regardless of the sport. I just think it's something interesting in sports to pay attention to. But I do find it interesting that the Cavs and other teams, but clearly the Cavs made a couple of drastic decisions, and right or wrong, I mean, you took Colin guard over Alexander guard. You took Isaac Okoro 6'5" over Tyrese Halliburton 6'5". Interesting. It's just interesting.
Group size?
Three, yes. two, one. All right. Hang on. Sean's in Kent. Hi, Sean.
How does this bring you joy?
It doesn't.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sean. Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Has it occurred to anybody that maybe just Indiana is steamrolling everybody?
Yes!
Right now, no matter what?
Yes! Thank you! Thank you, Sean.
Somebody with a reality check. Sean in Kent.
I don't see anybody beating them in seven games. I just don't. I mean, OKC is super tough, but at this point, I don't see anyone beating them in seven games. I was kind of like down the Cavs a little bit when we lost the series. But then
don't you feel better if the Pacers win and go, you know what? We just got flattened by a team that was so on fire that nobody had any hope against that team.
Fire.
They just had the magic touch.
Fire.
They just got hot at the right time.
Yes.
I mean, they got hot at the right time. And they're just killing everybody. And I think that we need to take that into consideration as an option here.
Sean, excellent phone call. Phone call, excellent. Friend of the show. Thank you, Sean.
I didn't say anything but the Cavs, except for the Cavs putting together a really terrific team, Andy. I just thought it was interesting to see that 5 of the 10 starters here in the NBA Finals were guys that the Cavs kind of passed up.
Well, our social media matches, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads or join us about as much as Andy and I are as yes. Matt chimes in saying, what an awful segment. Boy, I feel better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Where's my
we
guy?
Agree completely.
My dentist, Dr. Brofman.
Just giving information. Just giving information.
Bartender, and I never in my life thought I'd need an off-season morphine drip, but here we are.
The hell is Colin
Mike
Sexton, anyway?
Mike in North Olmsted. Mike, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Hello, you're welcome. Mike.
I'd like your opinion on this, especially from Jeff, because he's close with the Cavs.
Yes.
Is Isaac Okoro, how much did he regress this year from last year offensively and even defensively, and then they end up signing him to that contract? Is he trade bait, you think?
Mike, thank you.
Mike, I would think that if you're looking to change the team a little bit, Isaac is a guy you could move. The question is, and this will go back to a team's going to have to like his specific skill set and bring him in to fit what they do. I don't think of Isaac as a very good offensive player. There's a reason the teams leave him open. And did he regress a little bit? Yeah, he probably did. He's great at driving to the basket. He's really a strong player, and he's a solid defensive player. He's not the second coming of Gary Payton. But I would think if they move him, it would not hurt the Cavs very much.
Ron Darling next, Baskin and Phelps.
Should we do a group sigh?
Three, yes. Two, one.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Ron Darling is standing by on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Ron, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
Hey, Ron.
Good time, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to start off this. You played quarterback in college a little bit, definitely in high school. The Browns are looking for a quarterback. Any chance? You got any bullets left in you?
I don't know. No. At 65 years old, I would say no, but you never know.
Hey, and, we got Joe Flacco. You know, he's over 40. We're in good shape with you, man. You're good to go.
I will tell you that every time I'm in Cleveland and doing baseball games, one of the things I love is the interaction between fans and the Browns. It's always a discussion with the some point, and they love their team.
So you can feel like a Clevelander tonight then when you're calling the game. If you want to, we'll give you a little Cleveland love on that. How's that sound?
Okay, it sounds good. Thanks.
Ron, as you were getting ready to do tonight's game, Guardians in New York against the Yankees, you can see it on TBS. Ron will be doing the color. What struck you about the Guardians? Good, bad, indifferent?
Well, I think the first thing that struck me, you know, because we live in this kind of analytical information age in baseball, is that they have a negative run differential. You just don't see that with very good teams. Now, a lot of that can be happenstance. It can be a small sample size. You know, we're only a third of the way through the season or so. And other teams have made the postseason with a negative run differential. But that surprised me because they're the kind of team that that usually is, you know, they're not at the plus 100 kind of team, but they're always usually a plus because of the quality of play by the Guardians year in and year out.
Ron, what have you thought about Stephen Vogt? I mean, obviously his freshman year with the Guardians went, I can't think of a better way to go than he did last year. And this year he's got a little bit more work to do. And we all think he's doing a really good job here. I'm just curious what that national perspective is on him.
Well, yes, he's done an amazing job. I mean, to take your team to the postseason and game five, is as good as it almost gets, right? Mm-hmm. Other than going to the World Series. I think, like any young manager, I think that he'll make some mistakes, but older manager makes mistakes as well. I like Voter. I think he is one of those guys that recently off the field has a real feel for today's player And he's such a conversationalist, you know, that I think that's needed more than ever. When I played, if you went all season without talking to your manager, that was like a successful year. It's 180 degrees different the back and forth relationship with players. I don't think anyone in baseball does it better than Voter.
That's a great line, Ron. I like that one a lot. The Guardians year after year seem to be able to put competitive teams on the field, even though limited financially compared to some of the other teams. In your career, other than three games with the Expos, you were with the Mets, big market team, and then you spent a lot of years in Oakland, a team that did it by trying to outsmart everybody without outspending everybody. How difficult is it to do what Oakland did successfully for a while, what the Guardians have done successfully for a while?
Well, the only way you can do that, and it doesn't matter, because there's a lot of teams that don't spend or spend the same kind of money, let's say, as the Guardians, and they're not successful. And the reason that is because, Antonetti and Chernoff have built a culture there, a culture of winning. I had Terry Francona to that, of course, now that he's in Cincinnati. But before that, that kind of triangle of guys established that they just don't accept losing. They're the kind of team that tonight we're going to figure out a way to win, and then tomorrow night we'll do something else. I think that goes a long way, and a lot of teams would love to have that. Now, that's very hard to build. People think it's easy. Teams that spend a lot of money sometimes don't have that culture, but they're able to replenish with some good players that maybe in a temporary sense will make that team successful. But one of the things I've always admired about the Guardians is that they have such a winning culture. The second you walk into their locker room, whether it's the clubhouse attendant, whether it's the kids shining the shoes or doing the laundry, it's a winning culture. It's good people. You feel that vibe straight away.
Ron Darling, MLB on TBS, joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think one of those things, and sometimes, especially during his 21-game hitting streak that he just came off over the weekend, Jose Ramirez sometimes, I think, gets lost in the national shuffle. We all know how much he's appreciated here, especially because he didn't take the big money and run like so many players did when they came through Northeast Ohio. They always have good things to say about Cleveland, but all those guys always said, well, why would you walk away from the money? I don't think there's a lot of fans that are still upset the way we were maybe when Manny Ramirez was here, but Jose decided to stay. And what does that mean, I think, when you're looking at him from the outside and what he's been able to do? And I mean, I just remember watching him play against the Yankees last week, and I was going, man, this guy could play on any team in Major League Baseball and be a star anywhere.
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons he's beloved by your fan base as well, right? Mm-hmm. Not only is one of the greatest players that ever put on a Cleveland uniform, he's also humble. And he's hardworking. He represents your town as well as any superstar could ever represent it. I remember Terry Francona told me the story. It was, I think, two or three seasons ago when you guys weren't expected maybe to make the postseason, and you did. And Terry had a conversation with Jose in spring training and said, listen, we have a lot of young players. I think it was Stephen Kwan's rookie year, to tell you the truth. And he said, we have a lot of young players, and they're only going to go as you go. So I'm asking you something that's hard to ask an established great player, but I need you to hustle 10 times more than you have before, and you're one of the best hustlers in the game. Those kind of things are for people that follow the game, people that love the game, like you guys and myself. That's what makes you love the way Ramirez plays the game. Last year his post wasn't what he wanted it to be. But, I feel as though when he has one of those postseasons that everyone's going to read about at some point, he can take the Guardians and beat any team in baseball. That's how good he is. There's very few players who can carry an entire team on their shoulders for an extended period of time. He's one of those.
Ron Darling joining us. You'll hear him doing color commentary tonight as the Guardians take on the Yankees in New York, MLB on TBS. Ron, during your career, I believe it was seven times you pitched 200 or more innings in a season. It was much more common when you were pitching, and it wasn't that long ago, compared to today, where only four guys threw 200 innings last year. What do you think of the way that pitchers are handled today in Major League Baseball. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a necessity? What is it?
It's a mistake, if I had to use the word. I understand what organizations are trying to do. They're trying to protect their pitchers and to keep them from injury, but that is not happening. So it doesn't matter really what they do before they become a pro, 18, 19, 21, 22, whatever. They've gone through some things that their arm might not ever recuperate from. So the reason I say it's a mistake is that most pitchers between 24 and 30 years old, 32 maybe, that's your best time to use these guys and to get the best out of them. And what has happened, and I understand this now, what has happened is organizations saying, we're going to limit what they do to try to save them, but they're not saving them. So why wouldn't you do the opposite and just try to get the most out of them as you can? Now, the agent's going to become involved in that because he's not going to want his guy to throw that many innings and maybe even the player himself. But I think someday we're going to have a Paul Skenes kind of player that just has such a big reputation, is so important for the organization. He's going to say to the team that drafts him, listen, I'll get drafted by you, but I will throw 125 pitches, on the day I pitch. And if you don't like it, don't draft me, because that's what I'm going to do. Someone's going to do that someday. And I also think a smaller organization that's trying to win on the margins, if they get real lucky, and I'm almost thinking about Pittsburgh when I think of this, if they get real lucky and end up with four or five amazing pitchers all at the same time, it might behoove them while they're in the minor league to say, hey, listen, we'll be a better team if these guys are out there longer. You know, we have a game now where the pitchers, starting pitchers, don't pitch in the fourth quarter. They don't pitch in the last third of the game. So the most important outs are recorded by someone else. And no one does that better than Cleveland and their bullpen, right? But wouldn't it be great if you could limit, instead of three innings every night, they only had to throw one in the third or one in two thirds. Someday that might happen with some organization or some individual pitcher.
Ron, is training bad now? Is it worse? Are the philosophies that go into that? I mean, did you guys do things much differently? Because, I mean, you were able to pitch a lot more innings in an era where technology and analytics and everything else, you would think the information wasn't there, yet you guys in your era stayed healthier.
These guys are stronger, bigger, stronger than we ever were. But I will say this, is that they have gotten to a point where they're training all year long. I think that's wrong. Routinely, I think in 86, at the end of the season, including the postseason, I probably threw around 275 innings, 280 or so. And I did not touch a ball till January 1st. I played catch, simple catch, for 1 month. In February, I threw off a mound, not even pitching, just played catch on the incline of a mound, and then didn't really pitch until we started having pitching against our own players. Rest is just so important, and I think today's athlete doesn't think in that way. And then the other, I guess, thing I always say is that pitchers of my generation, and it doesn't mean it's better, it certainly doesn't, these guys leapfrog us as far as their stuff. But pitchers of my generation, we chased outs. Guys today chase velocity. Yeah. There's a big difference.
We got like a minute left here. I just wanted to ask you about Francisco Lindor, and I can't believe he's been there for 5 years already, and just how he's grown since he left Cleveland to go over to the Mets, because I know he spent a lot of time with the Mets.
Yeah, he's come full circle. I think when he first came over from Cleveland, I think most players don't believe the hype. They always think everyone says when you come to New York, it's going to be a big deal. It's not going to be a big deal. And I think he felt that a little bit. He thought he was going to be able to figure it out because he's such a smart athlete. New York is just a different town. You have to kind of grow into it if you haven't spent a lot of time there. And boy, he has grown into it. He's become the leader that I think he's always wanted to be. The way he plays the game each and every day would be commendable and attractive to anyone who watches the game. And I think right now, even though he gave you guys some really amazing moments and some years, I think right now he's playing the best baseball he's ever played in his life, and I think that's the reason the Mets are so good.
Ron, thank you so much. Always love listening to you when you're doing the Mets games
or
on playoffs. And we'll be watching tonight, especially on TBS, when the Yankees and the Guardians go head-to-head. Thank you, Ron. We do appreciate your time.
Guys, let's do this again when the when Cleveland's in the post, okay?
You got it. And I'll get you a Browns jersey next time you come to town.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll talk to you
Thanks,
soon.
Thanks, Ron.
Ron, darling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.